Moncrief on News Talk.
New Delhi is a massive city, and in terms of air quality, an example of just how bad things can get. Smog has become so severe there at the moment that one doctor has claimed that exposure is the equivalent to smoking 50 cigarettes a day. Rahul Bedi is a journalist based there. Good afternoon, Rahul.
Good afternoon.
So is this a cyclical thing that it gets worse at particular times of the year?
It's a cyclical thing. It's been going on for about 15 years now, and this year is particularly bad. But it gets bad around this time of the year because the cold winter is setting in, and with the drop in temperature, it traps all the smog and the poisonous air. And that's what we are breathing right now.
Is it also connected to the fact that farmers would burn crop residue at this time of the year?
Well, farmers normally start burning their crop residue in late October, early November. Farmers to the north of Delhi in the states of Punjab and Haryana. But that's not the only polluter. Delhi is a city of about 30-odd million people, and it has huge amounts of vehicles. And a lot of the vehicles are inefficient, and they run on diesel, and they belch smoke all the time. So the vehicles also contribute a lot to the pollution, as does construction. And the deserts on either side of Delhi, a lot of the sand and a lot of the construction material also gets thrown up into the atmosphere and trapped within the cold temperature.
Yeah, and so when things are particularly bad, are there measures that are taken to try and alleviate even slightly the conditions?
Well, you know, the Delhi government and the federal government have both been struggling for the last 15 years, but they haven't really done very much. It's a struggle. As of the last 3 or 4 days, the schools have been closed. Orders have been given to government servants. Government employees to work from home. The government has also urged private companies to ask their people to work from home and reduce the amount of traffic in the city. But it doesn't really have any effect, and it's terrible. In fact, in some parts of Delhi, the air quality index has crossed 1,000. The average across Delhi is about 890-odd. Although the machines stop measuring the air quality index after it crosses 500. So you can imagine what they are living under.
Yes, my word. And why, Rahul, has there not been an attempt to try and come up with some more permanent fix to these problems?
Well, the answer is a short one. It's just government apathy. Nobody really cares, and everybody thinks that this part of the pollution cycle lasts for about 4 or 6 weeks, and it'll get over soon, and then it'll be back to business as usual. But in fact, that's not really the case, because over the last three or 4 years, it's been getting worse and longer. And the problem has become more and more acute, and it's complete apathy on the part of both the Delhi government as well as the federal government.
Yeah. Would part of the problem be perhaps this various vested interests saying, well, we're not going to cut our emissions, or we're not going to cut back on what we do?
Well, the problem is so huge and so humongous that I don't think even if they start doing something about it right away, it would take about 2-3 years for them to try and control the pollution. But there's really no effort at all at any kind of control. I don't think there's any kind of a vested interest in it. It's just pure inefficiency and government apathy.
Yeah.
And the majority of people affected are the poor, because the people who are well off, that's probably about 0.1% can go out to the bazaar and buy air purifiers. But most of the people are poor. A lot of the people sleep in the open in this weather. They're homeless. So it's really very, very tragic and very disastrous.
Yeah. Would people wear face masks if they're outside?
Yeah, the government does issue notices for people to wear face masks, and those who can't afford face masks cover their faces with bandanas or handkerchiefs. Most people really brave the smog because they have no choice. Otherwise, they would go hungry.
Mm. Is it, one of our listeners wants to know, Rahul, is it true that people are fainting from the smoke?
Yes, in fact, a lot of the hospitals are overcrowded. A lot of the outpatient department in most government hospitals, at least, are oversubscribed because people are being admitted for various bronchial ailments, lung diseases. This pollution releases what's called PM particulate matter 2, which is a very, very fine, it's even thinner than a hair. And it enters the system and it attacks the lungs and it causes all kinds of problems, including cancer and heart problems. So a lot of people are flocking to hospitals. A lot of people are fainting. In fact, when I go out sometimes in Delhi, my eyes burn because there's smoke and smog and the air is completely toxic.
Yeah. Rahul, take care of yourself and thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Rahul Bedi there, a journalist based in New Delhi. One texter says, London had a huge problem with smog when it mixed with fog and killed hundreds, forced the government to ban coal burning in the city. Indeed, though it sounds like in New Delhi, it's multifactorial. There are various things causing the smog. Somebody else says, my friend's husband is Indian. He just got back from New Delhi and brought her a present of skirts and tops. She had to throw them out because they were stinking of smoke, even after washing them.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.